Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1575, air date August 8th, 2025.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Good evening. This is Dr. Shiva Adure and the Truth From Health Warrior Scholars. And we also have some guests today. This is our town hall. We do every Thursdays, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. Suresh will bring you a video of all the other participants. If you can give a gallery view, Suresh. I want to welcome everyone. We just had a very inspiring introduction by Beth out in Missouri, who's one of our leaders in training. And she shared her journey to Truth Freedom Health. And she really talked about how this has really helped improve her quality of life. So that's what I want to talk about. No one really talks about quality of life. None of us, in my view, are trained. There's no school you go to really reflect on what does it mean to have a quality of life. You know, the religious institutions say, oh, go have a family, have some kids, and then you're going to be happy. And you get variations on that, you know? But fundamentally, what does quality of life mean? What does quality of life mean? The swarm, as we talk about it, has a very clear view of quality of life means for them. Maximize profit, get healthy for themselves, control information, quote unquote truth. They never share truth when it's relevant. Plagiarism is the order of the day. If they see an independent movement like ours come, independent leaders like myself, actually share truth at the right time, they suppress it and then share it at some other time when it's convenient to keep the masses on their plantation as though they're doing something. Booby fucking Kennedy, and that's what you should call him, is a stellar example of that. And today, for example, the fool is a disgusting piece of shit, a serpent. And I've exposed him. I've had to do the lone wolf job of exposing him. It's a dirty work, but it has to be done. Said that he has canceled the mRNA vaccines. It's absolute bullshit. There are 289 mRNA vaccines. He canceled, actually didn't even cancel 22 of them. Less than $500 million, which is pennies in a multi-trillion-dollar, $4.7 trillion U.S. budget. The other 229 or some odd vaccines, which are all privately funded, they weren't prohibited. So this guy's a complete fucking scumbag, and he's backed by a PR machine, which is what the Kennedys are. Same fool said that ultra-processed foods are genocide on the Native Americans. However, it is unfair to call what's going on in Gaza genocide. All right, so those in power are very, very clever at putting scumbags like him to ensure people are manipulated to preserve their quality of life. Go look at where he lives. Go look at his background. He doesn't have to think about cooking food, shopping, working. I don't even know what job he's ever done. Neither has Trump. So when you look at these people, they're not one of us. They have a very high quality of life. They get the best health care when they need it. They eat organic foods, biodynamic foods. They have a rich quality of life. And the other thing is they want to make sure you do not have a quality of life. What is the number one marker of quality of life? And Beth pointed this out in many ways. So just think about it. What's the number one marker of your quality of life? And if you look at people lying in a hospital bed, friends, family, they may have made a shitload of money. They may have many homes. But when you're unhealthy, all that means nothing. So then you have to dwell into the fact that your physical health is the ultimate biomarker of quality of life. Your physical health. Now, the Western system of medicine divides physical health from other systems of health. I talked about this before. So if you want to really understand quality of life, and you say, and you go through the systems process and you say, okay, there's many things that are indicators of quality of life, but ultimately come to, it's manifested in your physical health. During COVID, I did many videos talking about immune health, educating people on the multi-systems aspect of the physical body, the multi-systems aspect of the immune system. But most importantly, we talked about what happens to your immune system, which is a central operating system of health, when you're disconnected, lonely, fear, these very, very toxic emotions. Now, in ancient systems of medicine, you had the physical, so if you want to think about it as concentric circles, at the core of your health was your spirit. The next part of it was, there's various, I'm not going to go into all the details, but consider the next part of it was your family heritage, how you grew up. And not only in this time, but your family's future or past lives, meaning their heritage. And some would even bring your, if you believe in the concept of reincarnation, your own past life. So this whole concept of your past. And then the concept of your emotional body. That's the next circle. And then the outer layer is your physical body. Western medicine focuses on the physical body. And it does it in a very reductionist way. Little pokes, 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 pokes. Never has a systems approach. It doesn't ever go to the root cause. But when you peel away these layers, one of the first layers you come to is the emotional body. And what's fascinating is some of you may know something's called autoimmune diseases. One of them is a disease called lupus. If you talk to serious systems people who study this, and we're about to have a paper come out on this, lupus is the markers of lupus. There's two biomarkers, are the biomarkers of emotional stress. So if you want to look at between the emotional body and the physical body, the markers of lupus, which is autoimmune disease, are key to your physical health. So if you want quality of life, yes, you can look at the outer stuff. How's my breathing? How's my weight? You can talk about all the, let me take this supplement, that supplement. And those are important for the physical vessel. But if you don't take care of the physical vessel and your emotional system is toxic, you're going to destroy your health. Quality of life. So how do you support that emotional system? When you remove everything away, everything, you come down to the foundation of health, which is community. Every evidence shows if you have people you can trust with love and kindness, really people you can trust, man, your emotional body is strong. You can take all the fucking vitamins you want. I'm not saying don't do that. But if you do that and your emotional body is strong, you're going to live long and happy. But if your physical body is not supported and your emotional body is strong, you're going to have a lot of resilience. But if both are not supported, you're fucked. And the swarm knows this. They know this. This is why they have constantly the slaves on the plantation running around. Every day, you're on social media or news, it's all theater. It's to make the swarms, the rats run around the cage. Fear. Disconnection. And these things upregulate genes in your body, and I've talked about this, that literally fuck up your immune system and turn your body into attacking itself. You see, we talk about viruses from coming outside. Emotional stress is a virus from within. Let me repeat that. Emotional stress is a virus from within you. So everyone thinks things come from outside. Your body creates pharmaceuticals to heal itself. It also can create toxins. It can create its own viruses. Now, what creates those viruses, those emotional viruses? Stress, policies that the swarm passes, toxic people, family history of inability to deal with toxicity, and a history of the swarm ensuring that we, good people, never build community, friendships. Now, you peel away the layer, how do you get to friendships? What is friendships based on? Real friendships, real fellowship, to build that emotional body, to get to the real quality of life. Because if you are following this conversation, the first step we start with is you want a strong and healthy, long life, a fulfilling life. Well, you got to have, obviously, a strong body, but that's fueled by an emotional body. That emotional body is fueled by social connections, love and kindness, at least a few set of people. And if you have a community of people, man, you're richer than anything anyone can imagine. And how do you build that? Well, that's supposed to be society. The society that the swarm has created, they create amazing, amazing communities for themselves. It's heaven on earth for them, but not for you. So you come to a point in life, either you live in quiet desperation, you realize, hey, something's fucked up. So when you reach that point, again, they distract you. Oh, go join a religion. Go join some cult. Go join the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, MAGA, MAHA, constantly distracting you. None of these ever build the core connection you need. So then you have to ask yourself, what does community mean? And the swarm knows that inside your genes, you have about 1,000 genes in your DNA, which yearns for community. And when you have that, your body just turns on in a very powerful way. So in order to hijack your operating system of this deep desire, the sin, the grave sin that they do is they create fake communities. Ooh, I follow the Red Sox. Okay. I follow the Yankees. I watch WWE. July 4th. Parties. Holidays, right? All this shit, which are ephemeral and have no sustaining quality of any type of community. And they keep distracting the masses. And every distraction that they do, by the way, profits them. This is what's called, you know, holidays, quote unquote holidays, you know? So when you look at this, you start wanting to understand what is real community. And now you're coming to an important point. You need a foundation for how you establish that community, because it has to be founded on reality, not on fake shit. So that requires a foundational knowledge that's grounded in truth, the truth of how the universe operates. Where do you get that truth? Well, you get it from understanding the fundamental principles of how life operates. And that's what we have uncovered with system science. So when you wrap all this away, you have to go down to how systems operate, how your body operates, how the universe operates, how everything operates. And those are 9 principles, which are invariant. The yogis, the rishis, the Zen masters discovered them 50,000 years ago, whatever you want to put that timeline of when actual humanity started, which is hidden from us. That's a whole nother conversation. And in modern world, it's engineering system science. So that's what we've uncovered. And we've congealed that, as Glenn said, into a framework. So anyone can learn it. It's not like you bumble around for 10 years, 20 years, piecing this shit together. We have created a curriculum. So you start with understanding the fundamental laws of human or existence. And so you have to start there. If you really want to manifest this quality of life we all need and deserve. So that's the root, understanding that knowledge. And that knowledge reveals that for you to have that quality of life, you must You must, first of all, honor yourself. And that honoring yourself means that you must make a decision to want a rich quality of life. And that decision that journey of yours gets triggered in many ways. For many of you listening today, that got triggered by watching some video. Perhaps it was during COVID. Perhaps coming to a realization that you're being played. And that led you to watch one of our videos, come to the orientation. Whatever it did, there's a yearning inside you to actually get to understand the framework of truth, freedom, health. And that's what brings you here. But the purpose of our movement, our community, is to build that community so you get the quality of life you deserve. And ultimately, it's going to come from community. But that community has to be founded on real principles, which is what we're not creating a fake community. If you want some of those fake communities, you should go join them and they'll take you someplace. In fact, on the new website Suresh and Andrew are creating, it's going to say, do you really want to be a leader who wants to change the world and get the quality of life you want? But if you don't want to do that, we're going to put a quiz on there. Some people need to go join the Democratic Party. Some people need to go join the Republican Party. Some people need to go join, you know, Bernie Sanders, if that's the quality of life they want. So we're going to give people options. But if you want to really, really, really build the quality of life that you really need and deserve, then that's what we are. Starts with understanding system science, starts with giving you tasks to do so you become accountable to yourself and to others. And it's a learning journey. So it's very inspiring to hear Beth speak from the journey she went. I know she was, computer issues were difficult for her. You know, she articulated brilliantly today, learning to communicate and articulate your thoughts. The establishment doesn't want you to do that. They want you to live in desperation. So we teach people that's a huge aspect of quality of life, expressing yourself and then motivating others and inspiring others. So let me make it very clear. Your physical body, your health, is the indicator of your quality of life. And you really want to reflect on that. And how are you going to get there? It's through a strong emotional body. And a strong emotional body can only come from community, of real friendships. And what are real friendships? They have to be based on natural laws, not some bumbling shit of following MAGA, MAHA, Democratic Party, Republican Party, left, right. These are all fake. We go down to the root and we've figured out what real community can be based on. So this is very powerful. You're going to see some systemic changes on how we present this. We're going to make sure that people want to join this community are serious, because if people aren't serious, they destroy your growth, my growth, everyone's growth. So it's going to become a very different process of how people come to us, how we value ourselves. And you have to also reflect on that. So quality of life, in summary, is reflected in your physical health. But your physical health is directly governed by your emotional health. And your emotional health is directly governed by the quality of friendships, love, and kindness you have in your life. And that can only come from community. And that's what we're building on very foundational principles. So I hope each one of you is inspired by what Beth shared and others, you know, to get involved. Not for, oh, I'm joining a group. No, it has to be from your inner being wanting to really sincerely improve your quality of life and a good, healthy distaste for the exploitation of the small. And in some ways, that'll fuel you to fight for yourself. So that's what we're about. Truth Freedom Health is ultimately about your quality of life. Thank you, Beth. Thank you, Crystal. Thanks, Suresh. Thanks, everyone. And I know you guys have to conduct other stuff, but I hope you reflect on this, what we're really doing here. It's really about the meaning of life at a very fundamental level. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Shiva.
Yeah.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a we have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end
Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email, when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people. 2 years of MIT control systems, I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it, anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.